Hey everybody, Steve here. For this episode, I wanted to post up a video that I recorded a few weeks back on the topic of social media. Some of you may have already seen that video, but if not, obviously this will just be the audio. But I thought it might be worthwhile to share with my podcast audience as well. We're talking about social media and its usefulness in this age of such politicized rhetoric, quote unquote fake news, etc. So it's only about 10 minutes long. Hopefully it's of some value and some use to you. Real quick, wanted to let you all know that I've been working on a few shorter episodes to release during the season of Lent for 2017. These will be a continuation of the movements which we began exploring during the election season last fall. So these will be shorter episodes. Look forward to those starting in just a couple days. I'm recording this the Sunday before Fat Tuesday. I've also got a couple longer episodes in the works, and this is exciting, an announcement of a new series on the podcast. And all of that will be coming down the pipeline here in the next couple weeks. Been working hard on those. You might have noticed a little bit of an absence in regularity of publishing. That's because I've been buried in books trying to get all these episodes ready. So that's just a quick window forward. For now, here is the audio of my message on social media. Enjoy. Hey friends, I wanted to post something, but I thought instead of the rather impersonal words on a page or photo that often gets thrown around the internet, I would actually make a video so that maybe we can depersonalize things a little bit. It's great to see you, by the way. I know it's one-sided, but still, I think the sentiment is appropriate. So, in the past few weeks, I have noticed a large increase in the number of people I'm connected with deciding to leave social media. And it seems the overwhelming reason that people are performing this exodus is just the insane amount of political posting and sometimes less than gracious or intelligent conversation going on. But something about that situation really left me grieved. And so I wanted to just share a couple brief thoughts on this phenomenon. Isn't it amazing what we're doing right now? What you're doing, what I'm doing. I'm here in my living room, and you're in your living room, or at work, shame on you, by the way, or maybe out running errands, and you saw this video on your feed, and you decided to click on it. I don't know where you are. And every single one of you watching this, we have some connection over the years, you and me, however tenuous or however substantial that might have been and continue to be. We might have been classmates, you might have been my professor, or I might have taught in one of your classes. You were a student, maybe. Some of you I know from seminary, high school, college, work. Humans of New York, commented on some articles there and gained friends from all over the world that I've yet to have the privilege of meeting, right? Friends from Canada, from my time at McMaster. So some of you I see regularly, some of you I haven't seen in literally 10, 20 years. It does make me kind of want to quote Dr. Evil. Some of you are now, some of you are meeting for the first time. Okay, never mind. There is no chance that all of us would ever be in the same physical space at the same time. No way, right? But here we are. And I get to share a couple thoughts with you this morning, like almost in real time, face to face. And in that way, social media can actually be pretty great, right? Or maybe it should be. We have this power, this instantaneous power to pop online and say to all these people, hey, here's what's on my mind, here's what I'm thinking about. And we've never had this ability before, you see. We forget how recent this is. Okay, so the reason why I'm doing this, and I really want to keep my comments to just a few minutes, is just maybe to acknowledge a couple things. The first being, look, things got weird the last few months here in the U.S. And there's been a lot of disruption. probably noticed, like, I have the just absurd amount of political postings, repostings that people have been doing. And the tone of these posts can feel like an intrusion, right? Maybe even a weapon being used against you, especially when you're not on here for politics. You got on here to kick it with friends and acquaintances, to see vacation photos, baby pictures, to repost funny stuff from The Onion or cat videos. Sorry to disappoint you on that one, by the way. This election cycle, all of the just maddening political discussions, memes being forwarded, rhetoric, that's not what you're here for. Hey, totally get it, right? It's been informative for me to think through, though. Why is it that we've seen such a dramatic rise in these kinds of postings? And I've come to the conclusion that regardless of political persuasions, lots and lots of people have been feeling voiceless, powerless, in the face of these momentous shifts in our cultural landscape, right? It might be bad job prospects. It might be fears about extremist violence here or abroad. It might be outrage at the treatment and care for refugees. I mean, any number of issues, right? And social media gives us a voice, an outlet. Now, it's being abused, and used unwisely, but can we perhaps understand why these postings are happening? We want to be heard, understood, maybe to vent. We want to reclaim some of the power that we feel like we lack. Did you know there's a patron saint of the internet? Well, not yet officially. Saint Isidore of Seville has been put forward as this patron saint of the internet by the late Pope John Paul II. Now, I mention this knowing that I don't, and wanting to admit to you, that I don't necessarily subscribe to the understanding of the communion of saints the way that the Catholic Church understands it. So I'm not saying this is something that we should like be pushing for necessarily. It's a kind of a side tangent what I think about that. But even so, the reason I bring it up is I think the Church is onto something important by emphasizing the potential blessings and potential dangers, right, of the internet. That includes social media. Such that a patron saint might be ordained to help us deal with this enormous power and source of good or evil, which is at our fingertips. Saint Isidore not only published a 20-volume masterpiece of known data in his time, we're talking around 600 CE, 600 AD, but he also campaigned for social justice and for religious reforms in the Church at the time. And what I'd like to do now is read to you a prayer, which has been suggested that we recite, using Saint Isidore as maybe an inspiration towards that end. And this prayer would be recited before, now get this, this is a prayer to recite before we log into the internet for the day. Check this out, here's the prayer. During our journeys through the internet, may we direct our hands and eyes only to that which is pleasing to God, and treat with charity and patience all those souls whom we encounter. Through Christ our Lord, amen. What I love about that prayer is that it has the power to set us onto the correct frame before we see a single website, read a social media timeline, comment on or forward an article or a photo, or publish our own contributions. It reminds us also that the people on the other side of the screen are souls with eternal value and the fullness of human dignity. It is my firm belief that social media is redeemable, aspects of it, certainly, and it can contribute towards a practical, redemptive theology of care and encouragement towards one another. It has incredible power, incredible usefulness. So if social media has gotten to be just a little too overwhelming for you, or you have other reasons for wanting to desist, well, may God guide you in that decision. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It might be the best thing. A lot of us do spend too much time online, frivolously, without intention. And you better believe I'm guilty of that, right? There is, of course, all kinds of nastiness and unthinking, uncharitable commentary going on online. We all know this. This is not new. But I share this thought to you, with you this morning, that there is an opportunity to use social media for good purposes. If our intentions and thoughts are aligned with charity, aligned with encouragement, before we even open our browser or check that phone, if we're willing to be critical thinkers, aligned and allied with patience and grace towards one another, what might be possible by this technology that we literally hold in our pocket? Oh, and by the way, a lot of us actually would miss your baby photos, blog posts, hearing about your travel. These things, when humbly, there's the key there, right? Humbly shared with the group, your friends, your colleagues, they do have the power to connect us from a distance. I have to believe that. Hopefully this has been helpful. It's been helpful for me to just think through and have to vocalize some of these thoughts for myself. Can social media be redeemed? Can my use, your use of social media be redeemed? I'm of the opinion that it can be. Grace and peace to you all. And again, it's great to see you.